Identity terminology is a complex subject. The act of naming oneself, or someone else, is an act of power and privilege. However, not everyone has had the power or privilege of identifying themselves in a way that reflects their identity. European settlers began imposing identity terms, European naming conventions, and identity categories on indigenous peoples, almost since contact. This practice is an example of colonization. You're probably familiar with some of these terms. Aboriginal, Indian, status Indian, non-status Indian, Eskimo, Native, and Aborigine. Some of these terms are recognized as offensive and outdated today, yet many of them have also become institutionalized in Canada. These terms continue to live on in federal and territorial legislation, government policy, and bureaucratic procedures. To a certain extent, the federal and territorial government continue to impose terminology and naming practices. This reality shows us that colonization continues. Luckily, this reality is slowly beginning to change.